Turner admits he got $525 from contractors. The Atlanta Journal, Wednesday, the 10th of December 1913, page 8, column 2, smilingly tells committee. He used money to pay his campaign debts, city electrician R.C. Turner. Tuesday afternoon admitted to the joint bodies investigating charges against him that the Electron Company, an association of the electrical contractors in Atlanta, gave him $525 last fall with which to pay off debts incurred during his campaign before the people. His explanation of the transaction was the statement, given with a smile, that the newspapers got all that money for advertising bills. I didn't get a cent of it. I treated all the papers alike, giving them each an equal share of my advertising. There was something in the bland assurance of the city electrician which made everyone smile with him, members of the investigating bodies included, and likewise, attorney Aldine Chambers, attorney for the Cotton States Electric Company, which brought on the fight against Turner. The electrician was the first witness put on the stand by his attorney, Carl Hutchison, and his statement followed close on the heels of testimony of F.V.L. Smith, who was secretary and treasurer of the Electron Company, and the last witness of attorney Chambers. Smith was one of the jury that convicted Leo M. Frank. He used to be city electrician in New Orleans, and previous to that was in the electrical department of the city of Buffalo, NY. He is a manufacturer, S agent in Atlanta, and sells, among other things, electrical supplies and materials. Responds to subpoena. In obedience to a subpoena, Deuces Tecum served on him by attorney Chambers, commanding him to produce the books and records of the Electron Company. He brought a leather traveling bag full of documents, including the cash book, the canceled checks and checkbook stub, the minutes of meetings, etc. Smith testified in substances as follows, that subsequent to the city primary last fall, he learned from Turner that he, Turner, owed several hundred dollars for expenses incurred in his campaign, that he made this fact known to the members of the Electron Company and suggested that they appropriate money out of the treasury to pay Turner's debts, that the suggestion was favorably received and he was authorized to make the payments, that he made three payments, on November 5th, $180, on November 12th, $125, and on December 18th, $220, that Turner accepted the money and that he, Smith, presumed Turner used it to pay his campaign bills. Smith produced three canceled checks corresponding with the dates and amounts above stated, all made payable to bearer, and testified he cashed three himself and paid over the money to Turner instead of paying him by check. The last hour of the bearing was taken up in cross-examination of Turner by attorney Chambers. Frequently they clashed in the liveliest fashion, the electrician sometimes making everybody laugh, and sometimes almost causing attorney Chambers to lose his temper. The hearing commenced at 3 o'clock and continued 4 hours. Turner was on the stand when adjournment was taken. The hearing will be resumed at 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon. The Electric Light Committee of Council and the City Board of Electrical Control are jointly conducting the investigation, with Councilman Clarence Haverty, Chairman of the Electric Light Committee, in the chair.